Hello, everybody. This is Rafael Davidovich. Welcome to the Explorations Podcast, where we explore something in a short format, something different every day. Today, I would like to explore with you a continuation of the Tanya series. We're going to give a summary and exploration of Perek Mem Vav, that is chapter 46 of Tanya, which is a wonderful chapter, a little long, but a wonderful chapter to focus one's Avodas Hashem, service of God, in a very special way, in the manner of Ahavas Hashem, of loving God. And it also serves as a wonderful prelude to davening Shema properly. Not just Shema, but what we call Birchos Kriya Shema. Here's the idea, summarized. This idea will help focus and increase your Ahavas Hashem, using a method that Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, used when he used the phrase K'mayim ponim el ponim, just as water reflects a face to a face, meaning the reflections of one face in water, so too is the heart of one person to another. And Chassidus teaches that it reflects the way Hashem connects to us, looks at us. This is the way that we should appreciate Hashem. So what is that reciprocity, which is what it's talking about, meaning that one's love for Hashem comes about as a result of understanding reciprocity? What would that mean? So he says, imagine someone who is truly a lowly being, for whatever reason, an insignificant person, who is then shown a gigantic, a tremendous amount of chesed, of kindness and love, by a great king, that the king would take his entire retinue of all of his servants and go and leave those servants behind and show tremendous kindness and love to this lowly being. How would that lowly being feel? He would surely reciprocate and show and demonstrate love to the king the way the king demonstrated love to him. If you understand this very basic imagery, this basic metaphor, you can then understand how Klal Yisrael, how the Jewish people, can reflect on how much Hashem has done for us. Meaning that even though he has the whole world and all the angels, and here you should think about the first blessing of the Shema in the morning, although it applies in a certain extent to the evening as well, about how all of the angels and heavenly messengers come and praise God, Kulam Ahuvim, and they are all beloved. And yet what happens? Hashem leaves all of those angels behind, and he gives us an additional amount of love, Chiba Yesera, as we say in the second paragraph before the Shema, by taking us out of Mitzrayim, taking us out of Egypt, and has given us so many ways to embrace him with Torah and Mitzvos, because Torah and Mitzvos are not just commandments, they are ways that God demonstrates his love to us, and when we learn Torah and do Mitzvos, that's like embracing the king. And not only that, he shows us a love that can be compared to Kiddushin, to a betrothing, to marrying someone. And Hashem was mekadesh us, betrothed the Jewish people to him, like a man marries a woman. This Kedusha is so all-encompassing, even to those who don't realize it. It's as deep as the connection that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had with Hashem. We who are their descendants connect to him in that same way, with that tremendous amount of love. Thinking about these things, really this thing about how Hashem created the entire universe, and yet loves us, and we then should love him in return. This gives us a special kavana when we say Shema in the morning, and it gives us a special kavana every time we do a mitzvah. The secret is reciprocity. That concludes the summary of chapter 46. I want to wish all of you a wonderful day.